Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of November 2024. And fall is here, and we appreciate all the recent rain as camp staff planted over 170 trees. A big thank you to our camp friends, the Monarch Research and Daniel Gibbons, who is deputy director of Linn County Conservation, along with Clark McLeod. The trees look absolutely gorgeous, and the timing of the rains could not have been better. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, material, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of the year. And one of those campers' name is Kevin Aronson. I've known Kevin since he was about 2 years old. This is the son of Margo Amani Aronson. And this week's spotlight is on Kevin. Kevin was the youngest camper at 18 months old. And now as a longtime volunteer at Camp Courageous, he brings great joy and energy to the community and to Camp Courageous. He even introduced donuts every Friday to Camp Courageous, so he is a favorite of everyone, and he's willing to help anyone at any time. So here's his comment. He goes, "Hi, my name is Kevin Aronson. My favorite part of camp is everything. I enjoy the zip line, making s'mores, and sitting around the campfire, but most of all, I love archery. I chose to volunteer at Camp Courageous because I appreciate everything they asked me to do. Everyone is like best friends forever." So big thank you to Kevin for all his wonderful help here at Camp Courageous. This past week has had the old Halloween theme. A lot of trick-or-treaters and a lot of dancing and everything else. We had a board meeting this past week, and the campers came and trick-or-treated to the board members, and that was followed by a wonderful dance in our main lodge. So a great week as we kind of come to the end of our fall season, and we get ready to start our winter season here at Camp Courageous. The travel campers headed off to Anoka, Minnesota. Anoka is believed to be the first city in the United States to host a Halloween celebration. Originally created to keep youngsters out of trouble, when Anokans woke up and found cows roaming the main street, windows soaked, and outhouses tipped over, they knew they needed a solution, so they started a costume parade and block party. Since then, Halloween has become a beloved tradition for the town, and all of our campers, as part of our travel program, enjoyed their time there this past weekend. Camp Courageous continues to look for an assistant aquatics director, and anyone interested in that or know somebody that's interested in being an assistant aquatics director, lifeguard, or a teacher as far as swimming is concerned, we'd love to know. Big thank you to our friends at Prince of Peace Church, Lutheran Church in Waterloo, for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to them last week. Had a wonderful time there. They not only financially supported the camp, they made a lot of bibs for the camp and a variety of other things. That program was followed by the Beamers Club in Cedar Rapids. Big thank you to Fran and Ken DeMarc, who hosted that group. They collected all kinds of things for the camp, and they've been supporting the camp for nearly 50 years. It was a joy to have Kay McIntyre stop by the camp. She's part of the McIntyre Foundation, longtime supporters of the camp, and she now lives in Kansas. This week, we have the Lions Club Convention, Saturday, November 2nd, at the Radisson in Cedar Rapids. We'll be giving a program to them at their main banquet luncheon. On the 3rd, on Sunday, we'll be in Davenport for the services of longtime supporter and volunteer Chris Risley. Looking forward to next Friday being in Hills, Iowa for the Hills Town and Country Dinner and a Short program. Wonderful group, once again, been supporting camp for years. A big thank you to our friends at Donutland for the whole month of October. They were doing Roundup for Camp Courageous and a huge success. Here we have Marla Sheets from the Manchester Garage Sale talking a little bit about her experience. Marla is one of the longest serving volunteers I know of. So here's Marla talking about the Manchester Garage Sale.
Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
Hi, I'm Marla Sheesh, and I've been with the garage sale for over 30 years. I've seen it grown from just a small little buildings up to what we are today. We work hard to keep our prices low on our clothing and what the necessities are. We've been a service to the community, but also helping out Camp Courageous at the same time, because everything we make goes to Camp Courageous.
Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4. Open on Wednesdays till 6, till noon on Saturdays. Visit them today. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
Camp Courageous has its annual fruitcake sales coming up. We have these fruitcakes out in a variety of locations throughout Iowa. They're at the Fairway Stores, Cascade at Brothers Market, Cedar Rapids at Scott's Family Restaurant, Center Point, the Center Point Foods, the Masonic Center in Davenport, Dubuque at Tyson's, Dyersville at Randy's Neighborhood Market, Iowa City Poly Ice Pizza, Manchester at Big G, in Monticello at Camp Courageous, Savor of the Barn and Whiffle Tree. At Mount Vernon, Gary's Food. Solon, we have at Sam's Main Street Market. Stanwood at Diddles. Tipton at Family Foods. Waterloo, Greco and Associates Financial Services. And in Williamsburg at Oman. So appreciate those folks going out and buying our fruitcakes. Our need of the week is twin fitted sheets. We could always use those for the campers. We lost many dear friends in the past week. Our sympathy goes out to the family and friends of Roberta Stevenson Johnson from here in Monticello, passed away. Phil Short, our wonderful board member. Father Beckman did a beautiful job up at Winthrop honoring Phil. We also lost our dear friend Mary Ann Rice, passed away. She carried on the wonderful support that the Rice family gave camp. And lastly, David Bolt from K-Memory Radio and a wide variety of community theater passed away. He was the MC for many of camp's events, and our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.